Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being kind. How learning from God's kindness towards us ought to help us to be kind to one another. Looking at different scriptures and Bible stories that teach us about the kindness of God, that teach us about how our life ought to reflect that kind of kindness. We've been talking throughout the week and praying about the different motivations to our kindness, the results of our kindness. And today we're going to focus in on being kind to encourage repentance. In fact, we discover that's one of God's characteristics. It's one of His purposes of His kindness towards us. How would our life be different? How would the lives of those around us be different if we chose kindness with the desire and a purpose of all people coming to repentance? Romans 2, verse 4, asks the question, or do you show contempt for the riches of His, that is God's, kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance? As we talked about Sunday, it's in the context of the teaching of Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount regarding judgment. Well, not last day's judgment, but regarding our judgment of one another. It's in that context that I believe Jesus was really teaching us about the kindness that we ought to have that leads us to an understanding of one another rather than a condemnation. And as Paul writes to the Romans, he addresses some of those same issues of writing people off. They'll never change. There's no hope. And Paul would tell us, when we look at anyone and say that, do you not know the riches of God's kindness, the compassion of God, the depth of His mercy and patience? Do you not know that it's God's kindness that can lead them to repentance just as it leads you to repentance? We see God apparently giving people a break that we don't think deserve it. And we wonder why. We pray along with David at times, who would ask God to strike down his enemies. Now, in David's case, they were typically those who God identified as his enemies. Ours are often people we make up as our enemies. Oh, they may treat us as enemies, but they've generally not been identified by God as such. There's a difference. And we get to that eventually as Jesus, in the midst of his teaching, we talked about Sunday, that we show that kindness to those who we might be tempted to judge, but we often need to be careful that, as Jesus put it, we're not throwing our pearls to the swine. But that doesn't keep us from sharing, from being kind. It just requires discernment. Because when we choose kindness, we create opportunities for people to more willingly admit they're wrong. Most of us get rather defensive when we're accused of something, even if we know we've done it. I always loved the story growing up as a kid because it just seemed so unusual. The Bible that talks about doing good to our enemies, to those who may wrong us. And in so doing, this is the part I liked and probably not the part I should have liked. We heap coals of burning fire on their head. Now, I always viewed that as a way of getting back at them, a way of stepping back and letting God destroy them. But as I grew older and matured a little bit, I began to recognize this wasn't necessarily about destruction, it was about purification. It was about cleansing. Think of Isaiah, who says, in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. An incredible sight. And it wasn't one in which Isaiah says, wow, this is really neat. I have to share this. No, his first reaction was, oh no, I'm ruined, I'm destroyed. I've seen the Lord and I'm unworthy, I'm unclean. My lips are unclean. I live among a people with unclean lips. And then it says, a messenger, an angel, took tongs and lifted a coal, a burning coal from the fire, and he touched Isaiah's lips to cleanse him, to purify him, to make him holy and set apart. And so I believe this act of kindness that God desires from us, that may initially look like it's not bringing about a restorative result, it's bringing about a punishment, is actually a kindness that leads others to repentance. A kindness that opens up the heart and the mind to admitting that we need to change. It's God's kindness towards us that gives hope that if I do change, and I know I need to, that it'll be worth it. And God's desire is that we experience His kindness in such a way, but also that we share His kindness in such a way that people feel the need and also the freedom to repent. Repentance is difficult because it first requires that we admit that we're wrong, that we're sinned, that we're headed in the wrong direction. But this kindness which leads to repentance is a kindness that reminds us that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's what makes repentance valuable. It's what makes it desirable. It's what makes it useful. And it's in the kindness of God that we extend to others that opens up the windows, the doors, the opportunities for repentance to take place. And so today, as we pray, ask God to help you, to help me, to help each one of us live with a growing awareness of His kindness towards us and a growing practice of a kindness which leads to repentance. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. It's out of Your love that we even know what kindness is, because You've displayed it towards us with the goal and purpose of our repentance, of our recognizing Your great value to such an extent that we desire it above our own way of life. And we're able to see, because of Your kindness, a better way, a more productive way, a more peaceful way. And so we take note of the path, the way that we're walking, and we turn around and admit that we're walking in the wrong direction. And we follow You. And we embrace that kindness. And then we share it. And Father, as we live today, as we experience Your kindness towards us, oh, may we not be those who selfishly hoard it to ourselves, but may we share it. In those times where we begin to feel judgmental and condemning of people who have not repented, remind us of Your plan, of Your way, of Your desire that they would know Your kindness through the way we treat them. And that our kindness would give them a glimpse of Your kindness, which does lead to repentance. Help us to give space out of a heart of kindness for repentance to take place. A place where there is no condemnation for those that belong to You, for those that are pursuing You, for those that turn to You. And God, as we live with this level of kindness, may we continually lift up Jesus so that He would draw all people to Himself, fulfilling His desire that everyone would come to repentance and know the salvation that's found in Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.